Day 54. Who hit who?
I was thinking again about the who, whom words we were talking about a few sessions ago.
Yes, I remember, Patrick. What about them?
Well, not just who, whom, but other WH words too.
And?
Okay, I was driving in town yesterday with a friend of mine when another car ran a stop sign and we had a little accident.
Who hit who where?
Excuse me, Marta, but don't you mean who hit whom?
Not unless I want it to sound a bit formal. We talked about this, remember? Anyway, who hit who where, when, how? We already know the why.
That's exactly what the insurance people asked. But how can you put so many WH words into one sentence?
Not so fast, Patrick. The only real sentence was, who hit who where? When and how stood by themselves.
Well, suppose you asked, where did who hit who? To me, that sounds terrible.
Me too. So now what's happening?
Don't have a clue. Anything to do with what's being questioned? And the verb?
Good thinking. What do the two who's question in who hit who? I mean, in relation to hit.
You mean like subject and object?
Right. Those are pretty basic functions. And if they're already being filled with a WH form, then superimposing an additional non-basic where or when or how or why seems not to feel right.
And even though I can still get some kind of meaning out of, say, why did who hit who?
Uh-huh. Nothing surprising about that. But let's go back a bit. With regard to the insurance people, when did you say you had the accident?
Well, as soon as I got them on the phone, of course.
No, I mean the accident itself.
Oh, yesterday about 4 p.m. That's interesting, Marta.
What?
Your when question. Two different answers possible.
Depending on what's being questioned.
Yes. The time of the saying or the time of the accident. Is it the verb say that allows this?
And tell, report, other verbs of saying. Nice observation.
Start looking at WH questions and you open up a Pandora's box.
We've hardly scratched the surface.